Say you're trying out a new restaurant, one with its own style, maybe even one that's lured you off the normal route for popular restaurants. Something on the menu catches your eye. You're curious, but then you know your taste, you know yourself, and you know you don't like this particular dish. Is it wise to order it when you're sizing up this new restaurant? Is it even fair? Now granted, as someone who reviews restaurants as part of his job, I might linger on issues like this a little more than the average bear. But nonetheless, the question came up the last time I visited Primitivo, a restaurant on O.C. Haley Boulevard in Central City. The dish was tripe, the lining of a cow's stomach. For the record, I don't like tripe, not usually, and I know I'm not alone on this. But at Primitivo, I felt like I had to give it another shot. I dined at this restaurant numerous times since it opened last spring. It took a little while to get into the groove, but eventually, I was ready to roll the dice on just about anything the Primitivo kitchen offered. That's not to say that every dish is great, or even successful. But Primitivo's approach is different, and different enough that some assumptions are worth reevaluating. Hence the tripe, and, with the first bite, validation. It takes an effort to make tripe taste good. At Primitivo, it took something else altogether to make it absolutely delicious. If you saw the early line on Primitivo, you may have learned that it comes from the well-known chef-turned-restaurateur Adolfo Garcia. You probably also heard about the hearth cooking concept, described in the promotional press invariably as some sort of elemental urban caveman cooking. Buzzwords and hashtags aside, Primitivo's approach is different, and it is noteworthy. It's not cutting edge or high tech. In fact, it's just the opposite. Primitivo is a dark-toned den all about older ideas of smoke and smolder, slow cooking, and their transformative potential. At times, Primitivo tastes Italian. Other dishes taste Southern. But Primitivo isn't about any particular cuisine. Rather, the centerpiece of the concept is that glowing hearth visible across the open kitchen, a brick and iron fortress that's grown darker and more potent as this newcomer restaurant has weathered. It's used as an oven, a grill, and a smoker, sometimes all at once, and it can produce dishes that look straightforward but unfurl a depth of flavors. There's a hulking ribeye steak laced with rivulets of char-flavored fat. But then, across the spectrum, a composed salad of burly grilled kale with lighter-than-air baby lettuce. There's mullet, an underloved fish if ever there was one, smoked and blended into a creamy spread. Even the dessert list has a campfire-worthy s'mores in store. Primitivo's location on O.C. Haley Boulevard is part of its story. After generations of desolation, the Central City stretch is getting new attention. It does not yet seem bustling, exactly, but Primitivo is part of the change here, drawing CBD lunch outings by day, filling its corner with glowing windows at night. And if the cooking at Primitivo can make a self-professed tripe hater like me reconsider, well, just think of what else is possible. Learn more at wwno.org.